Hey there. So, I know it's been a while. Sorry about that. But I promise, I am back, and I do mean it. And speaking of being back, have any of you ever noticed that the second you break a long dry spell, all you are craving is more and more and more? Because I got head for the first time in a very long time a couple weeks ago, and Jesus fucking Christ, all I want right now is a face to sit on. Also, quick apology for the audio quality. I'm in the middle of moving, so I don't have access to my mic, my computer, and also my room is completely devoid of furniture with the exclusion of my bed, so acoustics are going to be a little bit weird, but I mean, you know what? Don't be too fucking picky with me. At least I'm back, all right? So, are you wondering what I'm wearing? Yeah, because that's your answer. Not a damn thing. Right now, I'm just playing with my tits. It's usually my standard foreplay with myself. When I get myself off on my own and I'm not recording, I usually just kind of get straight to business. For me, getting off is less about fulfilling an arousal that's already there, as much as it is a means to an end. Normally, it's because I'm bone tired and I can't sleep any other way. Making audios has kind of forced me to be very aware of my body and my sexuality in a way that I don't really normally think about. My pleasure is almost incidental to my body. It's not because of it, if that makes any sense. The entire reason I actually started recording and posting was to try to get more in touch with that side of myself. And I'm getting distracted because I'm playing with my nipples. Oh my god, it is like a reset button for me. I cannot focus on a damn thing when they're being pinched and played with. What was I saying? Right, getting in touch with my sexuality. Oh my god. You see what I mean? They really are a reset button. Doesn't mean I'm gonna stop. Just means I'm making it harder for myself to focus. You see, the thing is, I've never perceived myself as the most sexual person. I've always been a bit more of a bookworm type, I guess. A bit more silly, giggly, as you can tell. Nervous. So, moments like this, where I felt fully comfortable being sexual, very few and far between, I have to say. But as I rake my nails from the backs of my thighs, over my ass, and up my back as far up as I can reach, and back down, it forces me into my body in a way that I really enjoy. Fuck. It's very funny. Earlier today, I was trying to prepare myself to record. So I was like, maybe I'll just edge myself and then get myself nice and soaking wet so that you can hear me when I play with myself. Yeah, it did not go according to plan. I'm not very good at denying myself. Because let me tell you, there is no force, godly, human, or otherwise, that can stop me when I get close. So TLDR, I made myself come 3 times today. and I could get a fourth out of myself easily. It's just a matter of, do I make it easy for myself? Do I just slide my fingers inside? Or do I keep teasing, keep playing with my tits? Keep scratching up my thighs and ass? Or maybe a bit of both. Because I have one finger circling around. I'm not letting it slide in just where I want it to yet. Because all I want it to be is a nice, wet tongue. Fuck. Sorry, I zoned out. Oh my god, being present. I've talked about this, haven't I? I started fantasizing about being laid out on my back, my thighs over a nice pair of wide shoulders. Oh fuck. Being teased by a nice, wet, pink tongue. Fuck. Oh my god, I need it bad. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize how bad I needed it. Fuck. I think I'm just gonna slide a finger in for me. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That. Oh, fuck. How the fuck did I already come 3 times today and I'm already aching for more? Oh, fuck. Right now, I just have one finger fucking into me. I'm going a little bit faster because honestly, one finger doesn't do much for me. It's less pleasure and more tease, if I'm being fully upfront. Is it too soon for a second finger? Yeah, it is. I'm not good at teasing myself. Oh, fuck. You know that. Oh. That is what I needed. And with all, you know, I talked about how I'm in the middle of moving. With everything going on, I won't even have enough time to get properly finger fucked again by someone else for like at least another couple weeks. Mm-hmm. My fingers, they just don't do the job as well as a nice strong pair of hands. Oh, fuck. You know, how much I love getting finger fucked. I can't imagine how much I'd love taking something bigger, thicker, harder inside of me. Someone asked me, how I want to get my virginity taken. And that question has been on my mind for a little while. Fuck. I want to devote some proper time to answering it another day. When I'm not as pent up. Fuck. Let me know if you want to know that. Because I love talking about how I like to get fucked. Or how I'd like to get fucked. Because I said earlier, but I'll say it again, I need a face to sit on. Because all I want to do is lean over and get my mouth on you. Fuck. Because let me tell you, I have a smart mouth in many ways. Oh, fuck.
wrap my lips around you. Suck. Lick up and down. Really just have my fucking way with you. As you give me what I've been craving. Fuck. I'm gonna rub my pussy now. Fuck, my clit is a little sore. Cause, you know, three orgasms will do that to you. But I don't care. A little bit of pain isn't a bad thing every once in a while. I need my fingers a little wetter. Hold on. Gonna suck on them. You see what I mean? I need my mouth full, but both my hands are occupied. Oh, fucking unfortunate. I don't have someone to fill my mouth for me. Fuck, maybe I do have an oral fixation. Oh, and I think it goes both ways. Oh, fuck. Don't make me be coherent. I just need to come. I don't care anymore. Fuck. Fuck. So close. I need it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. I'm so close. I need to come. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. My fingers are so fucking soaked. The really annoying part about being a squirter is the cleanup after. Because normally if I don't, I just lick off my fingers and move on. But now I gotta find a fucking towel. Ugh, it's ridiculous. I hope you enjoyed the most disjointed ramble fap in human history. I need to go call back my movers.